2,000 years later, we read this gospel, and we kind of say to ourselves, those disciples of Jesus were really kind of out of touch. I mean, here he is talking about this really significant thing that is going to occur, that's going to happen to him, and it's like they didn't hear a thing. And so Jesus said, what were you talking about? You weren't talking about what I just told you about suffering and dying and rising again. You weren't talking about it. What were you talking about? So they said, well, you know, they were talking about who was the greatest. Now, isn't that very, we kind of look at that and say, they should be embarrassed, you know. They really should be embarrassed. Here they are, they've been his followers now for some time, and he's revealing the secrets of this whole mystery of salvation. He's revealing that to them, and it's like they don't hear a thing. They're talking about who's really the greatest. Isn't that very much like all of us? We have a knack, for some reason, some way or another, we have this knack of blocking out what we don't want to hear. You know, if somebody says to you, if I would say to my sister, you know, you're being a little bit harsh with your kids, you're being a little bit too mean with them, she wouldn't, what do you know about it? It's like, then she could attack me. She would say, what do you know about it? You don't know anything about kids. You know, get out of my way. Or we can tell somebody that they're living in a situation that's very dangerous. Maybe you're hanging around with kids who are experimenting with all kinds of drugs or experimenting with sex. And you say to the kid, this is dangerous ground. You really need to be careful. And then it's like, well, you just don't understand. What do you know about this? You're getting old. You have no understanding what's going on today. So it's like we don't want to hear it. And so it was with the apostles. They didn't really want to hear about Jesus talking about dying. I mean, they were kind of riding this wave of his success, and they were enjoying it, which they should, and we should too. But instead of asking them, what do you mean by this? What do you mean that you're going to die? What do you mean that you're going to be handed over? What do you mean that you're going to have to suffer? What are you talking about? Why are you bringing that stuff up? What are you talking about? They didn't ask him that. They were kind of silent, like they didn't even hear it. You think they would ask, well, what do you mean you're going to rise from the dead? How is that possible? But that wasn't important to them at that time. What was important to them was, who's the greatest among us? So it's worth our while to kind of examine, what do we do a lot of times? When somebody maybe says something to us that maybe really meant as a very positive correction or guidance or a bit of wisdom or whatever it may be, what do we do with that? Usually we attack the person. What do you know about it? You're not in my situation. So rather than listening to what a good friend or a family member or whoever it may be, somebody that you really trust, rather than listening to them, what they're trying to say, and say, what do you mean? Explain it to me. What do you see that I'm not seeing? We kind of go after them. You go after the just one. We don't like to be corrected. We don't like anybody telling us what we ought to do. So Jesus kind of reprimands his disciples about this. He said, you really need to be paying attention to what I'm saying to you. We talked about greatness before. If you want to be great, you have to be willing to serve the rest. The Holy Father's one of his titles, Servant of the Servants of God. It means you have to be willing to help. You have to be willing to serve. You have to be willing to look out. You have to be willing to sacrifice for other people. Sacrifice something of yourself for the good of others. Like Jesus was willing to do for us, that he was willing to suffer, to die, and to rise again, so that we could do the same. Today is a Sister Diocese, there's a program for the Sister Diocese, you saw some of them before.
little bit more, brothers and sisters, God.